past week, I've had two dreams about my car, which is really strange because I usually don't dream about my car. And I have been spending a lot of time in my car. I've been doing a lot of driving, and I've actually really enjoyed my time. So I don't know where these two paranoid dreams about my car came from. Perhaps maybe because I've been using my car so much that I'm worried that somehow my destination vehicle is not going to operate anymore. Anyway, the first dream was about my tires were stolen from me, and they were replaced with four deflated bike tires, and they were wrapped in this pink cord. And the second dream was I parked somewhere in a parking lot, and I couldn't remember where I parked. I mean, that sounds pretty normal. That's happened to me in real life all the time. I forget where I park. It's really embarrassing. Anyway, but I've always been fascinated by dreams. I'm also the type of person that usually can remember parts and if not all of my dreams from the night prior. It's pretty much been this way my whole life, and I consider myself really lucky that I'm able to have such a memory, because I've talked to friends and family members, and a lot of them usually cannot remember their dreams, or they'll have like one crazy dream in like, you know, once in a blue moon rather. But I've read articles on how to see if I'm doing anything in particular to make me remember my dreams. They say that you should create a peaceful sleep environment. You should eat junk food before bed. You should get 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night. I've done this and I haven't done it. Either way, I end up remembering a dream. And they say the reason we dream is perhaps that it's there to represent unconscious desires and wishes. And we can interpret random signals from the brain and the body during sleep. And it also says that maybe our dreams are trying to consolidate and process information that are gathered during the day to work as a form of psychotherapy. Who knows? Did you have any dreams last night? I love discussing my dreams, and I love hearing about others. I usually don't have crazy epic dream sequences. They're usually like everyday life, but just a little bit off, and I wake up thinking that they're so crazy, but really they're not. I tend to see a lot of people from my past in my dreams, like old friends, boyfriends, and my dad, which is really cool because it's like I'm checking up on them and we still have a relationship and a connection. And I love seeing my dad in my dreams because he's always alive and well. He passed away in 2004, and so I'm glad my mind remembers him in such a positive way. And whenever I see him, it's usually in a family setting and we're all together again. It's pretty cool. Occasionally, I experience lucid dreaming, where I'm aware that I am dreaming, and I can control what I'm doing. And this is really cool if you've ever experienced this. And in the past couple of years, I've actually have experienced lucid dreaming more and more. I had a really cool one last week, where I was flying in an airplane, and we crashed into the water. And it wasn't scary at all, because the water was beautiful, and it was clear, and I was able to swim and breathe underwater. And I remember seeing like this underwater hotel. And as soon as I started swimming towards the hotel, I realized I was dreaming, and I instantly woke up, which was kind of a bummer, because sometimes when I experience lucid dreaming, I can control it, and I kind of want to wake up, because I know I am dreaming, and I want to end this, because it's usually lame. But this one was really cool, and of course, the one time, I wake up. Do you guys remember AIM? AOL Instant Messenger? We had it in like middle school and high school. And like attached to your screen names, there was your profile, and you usually put like the date of your significant other with like less than 3. I never really did any of that, but I used to record my dream every night. And I would put it under the title, Last Night's Dream. And I was pretty proud of this, and I would update it every day. And I would always want to share my dreams with, like I said, my friends and my family, but usually no one had anything else to, it wasn't a mutual exchange. I can actually remember one of my earlier dreams, my earliest dreams rather. I was really young, and I fell asleep in my parents' bed. In the dream, I was in the Flintstones world. I was dressed like Pebbles, and even Dino was with me. I remember realizing that this wasn't real, and for some reason, I freaked out. This might have been the first time I experienced lucid dreaming. I was so frustrated and annoyed, and I couldn't wake up. When I finally woke up, I was so relieved, and I have not been back to bedrock since. Which, I mean, how lame of me. I would have loved to experience and walk around bedrock, especially if you were aware of it. For those of you who can remember their dreams, I want to hear about it. Or if you even had a crazy dream, one, let's talk about it. We can try to analyze it. I have this dream journal, it's a dream dictionary rather, and we can use it as a reference. But remember, it's just for fun, so I don't want anything to get too crazy. Let's just hang out. If you want to be a guest, please visit my website, nicheruby.com/inyourdreams and fill out the form. Here's the catch. It's not really a catch. I don't want to hear your dream beforehand, okay? I want to hear it for the first time when we're sitting down and recording. But I want you to give me a little teaser. So send me 3 keywords that best describe the dream that you want to talk about, okay? Or if you have 2 dreams, if you have one short one or whatever, you get what I'm saying. So send me your keywords, fill out the form, and I'm really excited to explore Dream World with you.